Welcome to Inside Kentucky Health Policy, a podcast from the Kentucky Access to Care Coalition. I'm your host, Ben Keaton. Inside Kentucky Health Policy will feature conversations with healthcare leaders and advocacy groups across the Commonwealth as we discuss policies and legislation that will impact Kentuckians. In this episode, we are talking about the people behind Chunkin' Pumpkin. Our guests are Andrew Masterson, owner of Captain Quarters Riverside Grill, Caroline Johnson, founder of Twisted Pink, and Annette Vale with Hope Scarves. They will talk about their work in supporting people living with cancer and why it is important for them to continue to raise money and awareness to fund cancer research and support. Now, let's hear from our guests. Andrew, Caroline, Annette, thank you all for joining us today. Really excited. This is one of my favorite events of the year. It's a perfect way to celebrate two things that I love. One is fall in Louisville on the river, which is spectacular. And second is supporting a couple of nonprofits that I feel very passionate about. So, Andrew, I'm going to start with you. Chunkin' Pumpkin, what is it? Why did you start it? Just tell us more about it.
Well, it is exactly what it sounds like. We are chunking pumpkins into the river. It started back in August of 2015 when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And both Twisted Pink and Caroline and Laura McGregor at Hope Scarves both stepped up and contacted my wife and reached out and offered all kinds of emotional support for her through a very difficult time. When I realized that with the unbelievable work that these ladies do, not only in supporting breast cancer research, but supporting those that are affected with breast cancer, and more importantly, metastatic breast cancer, I had to use my resources and my facility to figure out a way to give back to those groups. And it was fall when I was sitting around thinking about what we could do, and a pumpkin event, a fall event, something sounded interesting, and kind of came up with this medieval machine contest of throwing pumpkins with trebuchets into the river. And that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. But we started the event, we built the trebuchet, and we got a couple other groups to bring their trebuchets. If you didn't know that, there are quite a few here in town, the people that have contests that chunk pumpkins. I got them to show up, and we would basically take a donation to throw a pumpkin into the river. And we raised a couple thousand dollars that year. So this is the eighth year that we've done it, and we're looking forward to a great event. I think each year we've raised a little bit more. I think last year was somewhere around 15 or 16,000, and I hope we break the 20,000 mark this year with everybody's support.
Well, the first thing that I want to make sure that we mention, and we'll mention this a couple different times on the podcast, is if you want to make a donation to this organization, how do you make a donation to this event?
Well, there's a number of ways. We've got some unbelievable sponsors that have stepped up year in and year out to help the event take shape. The way that the public can get involved, is by showing up. We will donate 15% of our sales that day to Twisted Pink and Hope Scarves. They can sponsor a pumpkin that will meet its fate by getting thrown into the river. The pumpkin will cost $10. 100% of that will go to the charity. There'll be other things around the property throughout the day that they can make donations for in return for playing a kid's game, getting a bounce house. We have a bottle of 15-year Pappy that we're raffling off. There's just a whole number of ways that people can come out and give. And while we want everybody to donate, it is a free event. It is open to the public. You're welcome to come out here and not spend a dime. But of course, we do hope that everybody will find it within their hearts to give to these organizations.
And the money does go to Twisted Pink and Hope Scarves. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And so with that, why don't we bring in Caroline first to talk about Twisted Pink. Caroline's the founder of Twisted Pink. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization and why you started it?
Sure. So Twisted Pink was started a year after I was diagnosed with stage 3 estrogen positive breast cancer, and that was 9 years ago. So after I went through my treatment for that particular type of breast cancer, it consisted of chemotherapy, radiation, several different surgeries. It was around October that I started my chemotherapy and radiation, and I was really hard pressed to drive down Shelbyville Road without seeing pink everywhere. Restaurants were painting horses pink, and you know, I would pass the mall and it was pink everywhere. And I just started to question, you know, where is this money going? You know, what is the support going to? And what I found after my research was that very little was going to stage four research, which was ultimately, in my opinion, going to cure breast cancer. And at the same time I was diagnosed, Laura McGregor with Hope Scarves was receiving a recurrence of metastatic breast cancer diagnosis, and that's how I connected with Laura and the Hope Scarves organization, and we quickly became friends. And I wanted to do something to make a difference in the lives of people living with stage four cancer. So I started the organization in June of 2015, and we started with a masquerade ball gala in January of that year, raised $100,000 that first night, and Laura was our keynote speaker and did a wonderful job. And we knew we had something special in our city and a large group of friends that would help us raise money for research. And, you know, some of my fondest memories on this journey with this organization is meeting people like Laura who have dedicated their lives to funding research. And obviously she did it because, you know, she had a breast cancer connection. And, you know, I'll let Nanette talk more about Hope Scarves, but it's just amazing to meet women who go down this path and are willing to dedicate their lives to doing something better for people that are living with the disease. And what most people don't realize is that metastatic breast cancer is stage four. There's no cure. So women and men that are diagnosed with it are going to live the rest of their lives in treatment. And whereas early stage breast cancer patients, you know, the vast majority of us, 70%, will have your treatment and then go on to live a somewhat normal life because there's always fear of recurrence, but 20 to 30% of patients will have a recurrence of metastatic disease. And when that happens, it can be like life altering. And you know, you have to live with the fact that you just don't know when your time on this planet is up. And you live each day to the fullest and you do what you can to make each moment count. And so that's what Twisted Pink is about. Our mission is to provide hope and connection to people living with metastatic breast cancer. We do that by funding research primarily, but we also now have a Box of Hope program where we send boxes of hope to people living with breast cancer all over the country. And we started that during COVID, and because the pandemic really shook all kinds of nonprofits' worlds, we were looking for ways to reach out to patients and have a direct connection. And so we started this Box of Hope program, and we've sent, I think, maybe close to 4,000 boxes since it started to people living with breast cancer. And it's had a really great response. It allows us to have a patient outreach and allows us to actually raise more funding for research because people, more and more people, are aware of what we're doing.
Nanette, I'd like to pass it over to you and to pick up from Caroline's story of, you know, kind of the idea of community and working together and supporting people. I know that Hope Scarves plays a really important role in the community, especially those that are living with cancer and undergoing treatment. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what Hope Scarves does and its founding?
Yes, I'm happy to. As Caroline mentioned before, our founder, Laura McGregor, was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 30 years old and she was pregnant with her second child. And a friend of a friend gave her a box of scarves with a note that said, "You can do this." And she said that she received a lot of just encouragement and, I guess, support, knowing that someone had been through this before. She had those scarves with her. It gave her the encouragement that she needed to get through this. And when she was finished with her treatment and she was going to go back to, quote, her normal life pre-cancer, she called that friend and said, okay, I'm finished with these scarves. What do you want me to do with them? And the woman told her to just pass them on. So she went to a young survivors organization, and she met a young girl named Roberta that was there, and they kind of struck up a friendship conversation, and she ended up teaching Roberta how to tie a scarf, and she gave Roberta the box of scarves. And Roberta was so moved by the fact that she would give that to her that that kind of struck an idea in Laura's mind of, hey, this is something that could be a thing. So with her brand new baby helper in her spare bedroom of her home, she started doing this same thing, sending scarves and stories out to other people who were facing any kind of cancer. So we support people who are facing cancer, any type of cancer in active treatment, and we send scarves and stories to them. And what we try to do is match up a story from someone who has been diagnosed with a similar cancer to this person, the scarf recipient, and of a similar age, that has a lot of words of encouragement and things to help them boost them through their treatment as well. But unfortunately, Lara was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. And later on in that time period, she realized that while the scarves and the stories are encouraging and they are wonderful and they mean so much to our scarf recipients, they are not going to extend lives. And so that was why in 2016, we established our metastatic research fund. And we have been, since establishing that fund, we have raised over $1 million towards breast cancer metastatic research. And that money that is given to us is matched on a one-to-one anonymous donors from anonymous donors. And so we've been able to have over a $2 million impact in the research world. And currently we are supporting clinical and translational research and projects at Brown Cancer Center, the Norton Cancer Institute, Dana-Farber, and Johns Hopkins. And through our scarves, we've shared over 30,000 scarves. They've gone to all different states, all 50 states in the U.S., and gone to over 34 different countries. So we're pretty excited that we've been able to have that kind of reach, both with our scarf recipients and with the cancer research funds that we've been able to donate.
I think one thing I'd like to add is, you know, when we did start this event in 2015, Melissa's, my wife's diagnosis was just rigmarole breast cancer, and I knew that what Twisted Pink and Hope Scars was mainly focused on was metastatic breast cancer research, and I don't think that everybody totally understands what that diagnosis means or is. Unfortunately for us, Melissa had a recurrence back in 2020, and she is now diagnosed with metastatic, and it's in her spine and in her brain. And it's been an unbelievable turn of events for us, but knowing what this event is supporting and has supported all along, and the fact that now we're impacted by it as we are, myself and my entire family has kind of got a new push to continue to grow this event and continue to support these organizations and the unbelievable work that they do, because it really does change many, many people's lives, and my wife's included.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can emphasize enough the power of community around those that are living with cancer and all the support that we need for you know, to give those people and to help them through this process. And so, you know, I've learned a lot about metastatic breast cancer after getting to know Caroline and getting to know Laura and Hope Scarves. And it's as much about awareness, which is important, but also about funding that research so that others down the road won't have to, you know, necessarily have to take the same path that those in the past have had to take. Mm-hmm. A lot to learn about these organizations, two great organizations to support. Let's go back over Chunkin' Pumpkin itself. Andrew, what's the date of Chunkin' Pumpkin and time, all the details, so that everybody that wants to show up to support these great organizations can come out?
Sure. Well, it will be held on Sunday, the 16th,
yes.
right?
Yes.
16th. Sunday, October 16th. We will, of course, we open at 11 o'clock, but the events will start around 1 o'clock and will run till usually 6 o'clock. But the past couple of years, it'll run a little bit late because there'll be so many people wanting to continue to give and give. So we'll run as long as we can safely throw pumpkins into the river without hitting any passing boats. And again, it is a free event to come in. We will have live entertainment playing from 1 o'clock all the way through 10 o'clock at night. We have a couple different bands that will be playing all day long. Again, we have bounce houses for the kids. We have lots of different food options that you can walk up and buy. The bars will be open, of course, and or you can just come in and have dinner or lunch, and a portion of your sales will go to the charities as well.
And Andrew, I can't thank you enough for doing this event, again, supporting two great organizations, but also raising awareness about, the need to support further research and access to care and things along those lines. What's one thing that each of you hope that people take away from this event?
Caroline, you want to start?
Oh, gosh. So I hope that people take away that we have a great community here in our city, and they just have a beautiful day out on the river and leave with so much more hope than they came with.
Nanette, you're next.
I would have to say Laura's thing that she always said was always hope, that they take away hope, that the hope is always there and we just have to look for it. And Laura was very famous for saying we have to live life over cancer and just enjoy every moment of every day that we have and see that as a blessing. So always hope, that was her tagline.
And I think mine would be that there are so many ways to give. There are so many ways to support those affected with this disease. And even a $10 pumpkin can make a big difference. Hopefully other people, other businesses, other individuals can see that something as silly and simple as throwing a pumpkin into a river can actually do some good in the long run if you want it to. And I hope others will step up to the plate and do similar silly things to raise a little money and a little awareness.
So come, give early, give often, help support some great causes, enjoy a beautiful day on the river. And speaking of on the river, Andrew, we should absolutely not end the podcast before we talk about the fact that you do have a beautiful restaurant. It's very famous in the area for boaters coming up to it and enjoying the view, enjoying the water. We're also going to be throwing pumpkins into the water. So what's your recommendation for any boaters that want to come up and be a part of this event from the water as well as from land?
Well, rest assured that we do it very safely, and we are paying close attention to the river traffic before we launch. But many years past, people have anchored out and watched the activities, and we encourage them to do so and have a little fun with their own family and sit and watch. Hopefully, we put floating targets out in the water, and if a guest pumpkin hits that target, we have a dozen or more local restaurants that have donated gift certificates for the event. That guest whose pumpkin hits the target actually wins the gift certificate. So that was something else I failed to mention earlier. But the boaters will see those floating targets, and I would not get too close to them. That would be my only bit of advice. But we will use every bit of precaution that we have in the past. We have not yet hit a boat, and we don't plan to do that either. It is a safe event. It is a fun event, and I hope that the boaters will come out and support.
So by land, by water, doesn't matter. Come out, throw some pumpkins into the water, support two great organizations, and enjoy a beautiful fall day on the river. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Inside Kentucky Health Policy is brought to you by the Kentucky Access to Care Coalition. If you like what you heard, share it with a friend. Leave us a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast to learn more about why all Kentuckians should have access to much-needed care, medications, and treatment options. Visit kyaccesstocare.com.